A suggestion for modern gospel ministers. If ministers feel they are suffering hardship, let them in imagination visit Paul's workshop. Let them bear in mind that while this man of God is fashioning the canvas, he is working for bread which he has justly earned by his labors as an apostle. Work is a blessing, not a curse. Indolence grieves the Spirit of God. A stagnant pool is offensive, but a pure, flowing stream spreads health and gladness over the land. Paul desired to teach young ministers that by exercising their muscles and sinews, they would become strong to endure the toils and privations that awaited them. His own teachings would lack vitality and force if he did not exercise. Thousands of human beings exist only to consume the benefits which God bestows on them. They forget they are to be producers as well as consumers. Young men who are chosen of God for the ministry will give proof of their high calling. They will endeavor to gain an experience that will fit them to plan, organize, and execute. They will, by self-discipline, become more and more like their Master, revealing His goodness, love, and truth. Not all who feel called to preach should throw themselves and their families at once on the church for financial support. The means dedicated to the work of God should not be consumed by men who desire to preach only that they may receive support. Although an eloquent speaker and chosen by God to do a special work, Paul was never above labor, nor did he ever weary of sacrificing for the cause he loved. To the present hour, he wrote to the Corinthians, "We hunger and thirst, we are ill-clad and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands." RSB. He labored at this trade, nevertheless he ever held himself ready to lay aside his secular work in order to oppose the enemies of the gospel or to win souls to Jesus. His zeal and industry are a rebuke to indolence and desire for ease. Paul illustrated what might be done by consecrated laymen in many places. Many can advance the cause of God, while at the same time they support themselves in daily labor. Aquila and Priscilla were used by God to show Apollos the way of truth more perfectly. While some with special talents are chosen to devote all their energies to the work of the gospel, many others are called to an important part in soul saving. There is a large field open before the self-supporting gospel worker. Many may gain valuable experiences in ministry while toiling a portion of the time at manual labor. By this method, strong workers may be developed for important service in needy fields.